What's up? This is your boy, Brick City's Finest, J.D. Williams. Down here in Atlanta, we checking out 1200 Podcast. You already know what it is. I'm out.
Seconds Podcast, man. I'm your host, Cash Gotti. And today we got Southern Royalty in the building, man. An icon, career going back more than most of y'all even thought. And I mean, if you don't believe he a legend, he got an album coming out February 11th with the same title, Legend, man. What's more revealing than that, man? We got Lil Kiki in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
What's good? What's good? Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it. What's up?
Man, I've been a fan for a long time, you know, and I'm originally from New Jersey. I live in Atlanta right now, but, you know, I'm not sure if you know. I'm sure you do, but just to confirm it, man, your music, you know, it reached all the way up north. You know, it reached, you know, all around the world, man, and I know it's, like, really homegrown, and when you listen to it, it's like spending a day in Houston, but I just want to let you know that, you know, we fucking with you, you know, up north too, bro, just in case you ever felt like you're not getting your flowers.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate it. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. So, you know, when you research it, it says your first album was Don't Mess With Texas in 97, but I'm sure your career, you know, expands further back than that. Can you talk about some of the things that you did before, you know, you had a national breakthrough?
We started with the underground mixtape scene, which were the Screw Tapes that people know, the original Screw Tapes. And I kind of got started fresh, coming right into getting ready to come out of high school, like in between it, like from 17, 18, maybe a little bit of being 16, but mostly 17, 18. And I'm using that age because we got it popping right then around about 93. In 94, man, 95, we kind of started making some noise as far as in the city and people recognizing who we were from these tapes. And then 96 is when 3 in the Morning came out as DJ Screw. That's the first tape that Screw done that wasn't a Screw tape. It was a tape that was actually in the stores, you know, and the hit single on it was Pimp the Pen. And I was the first single, and that's where it started at, Draped Up and Dripped Out, that term. And you hear that term all the way across the world right now in different spots, Draped Up and Dripped Out. And that's where it started at, right there in 96. And then we took off from there. I came with the album a year later, Don't Mess With Texas.
Listen, everybody out there, this man said everybody owed him a dollar for a month for the term Draped Up and Dripped Out, man. We need that. Y'all passed through on that payment, man. So who was in the city like making noise prior to you and the original SMC?
Well, you know, we grew up with Scar, you know, of course, Ghetto Boy, Scarface, you know, Willie D, and all these people here, even from a standpoint of UGK, even though they were from Port Arthur, they were hot in our city. They were young cats that was making a way for themselves, doing music, what we were trying to do. We were still on the underground scene a little bit longer than they were. They had already moved into, well, they were underground still, but I mean, actually having the tape, like Screwhead, actually having the tape and actually having an actual recording in the stores, they was a little bit before us with that. So we looked up to UGK and the South Park Coalition and Of course, all the East Coast people, but right in the East Coast and West Coast people that we looked up to as artists, but right in the city, man, I grew up early years Loving Street Military and then on to the South Park Coalition and then on to, you know, Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and all these different people. And then we got our opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do what we need to do. So it were, we did have legends and people that we looked up to right before the Screwtape era and just as well as after.
Yeah, just a little 6 degrees of separation. You mentioned Scarface and the Ghetto Boys. DJ Reddy Red is actually from my hometown.
Oh, okay, yeah, Reddy Red, my guy.
Right, he actually from where I'm from. So just, you know, bring it full circle in 6 degrees of separation. So you said you actually didn't, I guess, become official with Screw until like the third time y'all met?
Well, as far as what I mean by official, as far as me being able to go on there, go to his house on my own. You know, my first couple of times going to Screw was, Screw House was getting the opportunity to go with other people, you know what I'm saying, and getting a chance to do that. So I didn't really get the chance to go by myself to about the, what I mean by myself, where it was actually me going to make my tape. First couple of times I'm going to make somebody else's tape, then I got the actual opportunity to go make mine. So it was a great thing. And,
absolutely.
We started from there. You know, I kind of took Screw by storm maybe on the third time. First couple of times, man, I just got to do what I do. And he knew of me, and then when I got my chance, well, the first couple of times I got in there, that what gave me the opportunity to get back to come do my own tape. And I just remember us on our first tape, and we really took Screw by storm right then, and it started. And that had to be, man, like late 94, getting ready to go into 95, and we took off from there.
Who were some of the guys that was around when you came into the fold? Was it already like, you know, of course you had like Al D and everybody, but like who else was that some of us would know? Was it ESG, Pokey?
Al D's were there, but I didn't meet anybody at Screw House but Pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, what I mean by that as far as like running into them at Screw House, by the time most of the cats that's from our era and they got to Screw House, I had already been. I tell Polk is one of my, you know, we still close right now. Me and him always talk, and one of the terms that I use, I've seen everybody come through the door. Pokey, Big Mode, whoever, your name, I saw him come to the door because I went to Screw House very young and started. And I'm not, and see, sometimes people get misconstrued with that, with what I'm saying, because, man, it's all kind of people that went to Screw House and did more, and Screw have other friends. I wasn't telling people, like, me and Screw were more best friends than anybody else. What I'm saying, when I'm using these terms of I made it there before anybody, or I did such, I'm speaking from a musical aspect where it counts for y'all. Y'all asking about musical characters, which you're asking about ESGs, Pokies, Big Moles, Mike D's. This is who you want to know about. You're not asking about his friends, you know what I'm saying, or the one. And so when it comes to the musical side of the SUC, I was there from a kid. There is nobody that beat me there besides me and Pat going there and starting our careers basically at the same time. Pat was already doing it, what he's doing. He's 5 years older than me, but I'm talking about from the Screwtape standpoint of where the music is concerned.
Yeah. I don't want to stay on this too long, man, but I do have to say, man, like what you guys did, and like you said, early 94, like, it's 2022 and I'm still listening. You know what I'm saying? And like, it just resonates. Like, it's something that just stood the test of time. You guys are like super legends, like icons, but just really coming with something different. And when I listen to the music, it just like, it's crazy, but it sounds like every time I listen to one of the songs, it just sounds like every night was a Friday night. Like, y'all could have been doing this Monday morning, Tuesday afternoon, but every night just sounds like a weekend. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it is. It just puts you in that mode, like, you know, you just driving around or you just chilling, you know, you just relaxing. It ain't nothing, you know, that you really gotta, you know, be uptight about. I just want to know, like, was it 100% freestyle? But y'all never took the time to write nothing down? Because I know it word for word.
We didn't come out of there writing until I was sick, until we got all the way in it. All those screw tapes, them freestyles. We didn't come in writing until we started going to now draped up and dripped out and all that. That was something I wrote. We going into writing. It's 96 now. But all that 93, 94, 95, going into 96, they're freestyles. All that pimp the pen, peeping in my window. I mean, all that peeping in my window, who's Nick with clips, leaning on the switch, all that's freestyles. And we were in there sometime nights doing that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, those don't happen in 5 minutes, man. We got a lot of tapes where we starting over. We doing different things. But the thing is, it's 100% freestyle, though. It's not at all, man. That's for real. So
that's impressive, man, because I touched the world with that. You know what I'm saying? And it was just something so pure. You know, a lot of people wreck their brains and still can't even make it past their region. Y'all touched the world with freestyle. So that's important, man. That's impressive. It's important for people.
That's why we always have different it'd be crazy. We have different conversations with people from other places because what they call a freestyle and we don't call that a freestyle. You know, how we do freestyle is something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. I don't know. Like the word people do freestyles and they write them. We don't write freestyles in Texas, but you know. Ain't no freestyles wrote in Texas. You don't. That anytime you're in Texas and you're using the word freestyle, they are not talking about something that's wrote. They're definitely talking about off the head flow where you just going letting the beat play and you just saying whatever you say from right there. That's the freestyle where we from.
Yeah. All right. So fast forward. It's unclear to me at this point, but I wanted to ask you about it. You're not on the song "Wanna Be a Baller."
No.
Okay. I heard you speak about it in an interview, but it kind of faded off, like it kind of like went out before you could answer the question. And I know you said somebody brought it to you, and you know I think you were saying it was like somewhat of a regret for you.
Well, not just necessarily regret. I just missed it. I was young, you know what I'm saying. And my album had just kind of came out. I was kind of rolling, and they just asked me to do it. And I just missed it. I don't really have no regrets. It's just a song I could have been on that. I'm pretty sure, you know. I may have, it's a lot of, in this music game, that's going to happen. I'm just saying we, in one of those interviews or whatever it was, it could have been talking about all types of music I could have been talking about just all type of big songs from Houston or whatever it was, and I may have been. I could have said regret or something. I don't know, but yeah, it's a song that I was supposed to be on. It was big, but I was young, you know, and we could have been on anything. I probably would have been talking about decision making. So sometimes, because I brought that analogy up a few times in a few different ways. So, but it comes with the game. I'm good.
Yeah. And you also were in talks, at least negotiations, to sign with Master P and Priority?
Man, I had different opportunities to do different things. I'm not saying that it was ever just a. Well, it was a big pursuit that I always had, you know. Sometimes, man, I believe in what's meant is meant. So I don't really think that it was something where I was about to do it and didn't do it. If I was going to do it, I was going to do it. It wasn't that close to doing it. It's been mentioned, you know, going through your career and when you're hot, you're young, you're from the South, there's going to be a lot of mentions. It was mentioned times I was supposed to sign with Rap-A-Lot or sign with this. That happens in the game, man. That's a lot of, you know, folk tale from the 90s, man, that's just going to continue to grow as time goes along. That's it. It wasn't nothing major to it.
I got you.
I love Master P, my guy.
Right. Shout out to P. So you, there's a misconception, or at least there's a saying that people say when you think about Texas, like, it's self-sufficient. All of the artists from Houston, Dallas, Austin, wherever, they're pretty much self-sufficient to where they can become millionaires just from their state. They don't have to branch out too much. Talk to me about just whether, you know, how true or how false that is.
No, that's absolutely true. That's 100% true. Because the reason it's 100% true, because it's been done multiple times. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got a great fan base here. You can live here. You know what I'm saying? You can survive here in music. And it was just, sometimes it can be a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man, you know, it don't make you thrive to probably go as further as you can, because you can create a fan base here and really live off of it and have a great living. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Does it work for artists who try to come from out of town and just set up shop in Houston or Texas?
I haven't seen that work a lot. Because I don't know a lot of instances of that. Now, saying you from a little small town or something, you living in Houston, just like, for instance, like Bun B and them being from Port Arthur, it might not be Port Arthur's a good city. I'm sorry, it might not be the biggest city, but, you know, they accept it in Houston, and Houston is a city just as well. That's probably the only example that I know, because I don't really know a lot of people. Now, I'm just saying, like, somebody's moving here from, like, a big city, like, hey, man, I'm from Chicago, and now I'm in Houston, I don't know. You know, I don't know a lot of that.
I have this thing where I feel like there's two places that the rap industry, or at least pop culture, kind of accepted for a while and then extracted what they wanted from it and just kind of dismissed it, and that's Houston and that's Oakland, or at least the Bay Area. You know, they got national attention. A lot of people got in through the door, but the game kind of just, you know, stole the sound, or at least, you know, the chopped and slowed sound, and kind of don't pay homage to the city like that, man. Do you feel that way? Like, am I wrong in thinking like that? Or, you know, do you feel you guys get your proper flowers?
See, this is what people got to understand in that particular thing, man. Like, it's sort of like this. DJ Screw was the architect to that particular sound. So with him not being here to actually carry the torch of it, because it's a sound, rappers trying to rap, trying to get beats, trying to be who they're going to be, do what they're going to do. So the sound is just there for people to do whatever, because there's nobody protecting it. As far as Michael Watts or whatever, such, but it's not like I don't wake up in the morning leading the charge to take care of the chopped and slow part of the game. I'm doing Kiki. I'm rapping. I'm doing this. I love it. I'm from it. So I just think when Screw passed, as much as we carry the torch of him, the person, we carry the torch of him, the person, DJ Screw. So the actual sound, chopped and slow, there was nobody to stop that from being uncontrolled. Other people getting and like, we just, I don't know, man, like you say, if it's a gift. And I really believe in whatever you're supposed to get and how it was supposed to go, it's going to happen that way. And, you know, the story is still being told. You know, there's much more to do, like the Megans and all that or whatever come along. But just to be honest, man, this is just the independent state of, this is the best independent state of all time. And we had the lowest taxes of living. So we drove Rolls Royces. We lived in mansions. You know, we drive Bentleys. We have 5, 6, 7 cars. We have beautiful women. We own a lot of real estate. We own a lot of land. You know what I'm saying? Now we in the crypto. We own our own business. We used to move our own CDs. And it was just hard for us to understand anybody. You can't tell me that when we watching artists that from these other states and other things. Now the game has changed, but in Atlanta is great. But we watching other cities where they have all these rappers and they doing a lot, but they don't have more money than us.
Right. They're more like, popular, household names, more records.
And they have more things than we have, but they want to, a lot of people want to move to our city because we got the big houses for cheap, and we got these big cars, and we're in the fourth largest city in the world, and you come down here, we own the restaurants, and we own the land, and we got real estates and condominiums and all this with pools, and we traveling, and we seeing you at the Super Bowl. We see you at the All-Star game. We see you in Miami. We see you in all these places. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like right now, man. I'm in the latter part of my career, and I'm getting ready to, a couple weeks, I got 85 South coming up, and I just got off I'm Athlete. I just don't think we're going to miss anything that we're supposed to get. If we're supposed to get the biggest female rapper in the game at one time, which is going to be Megan, we'll get that. If we got the biggest female singer of all time, Beyonce, we'll have that. If we have whatever it is,
it's
going to happen. Man, if we got a silly full of, man, we got 9 or 10 legends that's millionaires. That's from the 90s. How many rappers, cities you know where that rapper still have this much relevance and they from the 90s?
Right. Right.
Like, so, I don't know. You know, it's just.
Talk that shit.
We got the Lizzos and the if you want to just roll out some people for some accolades, we got that. But then at the same time, we created an atmosphere. And look at these little young cats you getting ready to see that's coming from our city, the little Jeremys and all that. Man, these niggas filthy rich already.
Right.
Man, these niggas having a great time now. You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, Man, I'm not even tooting no horn. Look at me, man. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even put out an album last year. And, man, I probably bought 3 new cars, 5 new things. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just used to doing it different. And then when we decide to do an album like Legend, I can reach out to a Juicy J, get a track, reach out to a Big Crit, do some music, holler at Toby, look at Toby. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever we supposed to have, so people always want to compare us to why they ain't doing it like this or why they ain't doing it like that. And really the answer to that is because we never really wanted to be doing it like this or that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe that's to a curse, but you got to understand, man, you're taking an average kid out of a hood who never had anything going on, and this kid goes from selling rocks to living in mansions and having a great time traveling the world. What is the life about? Traveling, having a great time, creating a family, and independent music has been able to do that for Texas artists better than any other state that I've ever seen.
Hey, man.
I tell people all the time, oh, I forgot. You know, I'm just looking over people. What you want? We got a Travis here down here before this even went on, or the Astroworld went on, man, we got a Travis here down here. We got a Drake way down there, residency down here. So this is the thing about it. This is the thing about it. I tell people all the time, you may not get an opportunity to be Drake and Wayne and some of these bigger artists, but that don't mean you can't have $1 million, man.
Damn. Hey, that's game, but you know, I think the truth is a lot of people, when you put it that way, I think a lot of people would rather have fame than money. Because they look at it like it's hand in hand, like, well, damn, if I can't be, you know, Drake or Wayne, then what am I going to be? But it's like, I never said you can't be rich. You can't live off of your work. You just won't be famous.
Not us. Not us. Not us, man. We don't think that. I'm talking about... Man, listen, man, we having a jolly good time. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, man, we having a great time. Like, and let me tell you what I tell young artists, man, because it can get them messed up. I say, bro, you got to watch becoming a star down here. It can mess you up. You can become a star down here, and it'll mess you up, man. So you got to be able – all my young cats and with my situation that I'm getting, I'm trying to get them a deal. They deserve a deal. They deserve to go as big as they can get the big. Because becoming a legend and becoming a star in the city here, sometimes it can blind you from even, man, you coming from people, just think about what I just told you. You growing up in a family, man, where your family made $30,000 a year, you know, so to now, man, you survived that 18 years of your life. Your family, from kindergarten to the 12th grade, you just survived in a house where your family has made $30,000 a year. Man, now you got $1 million. You got $500,000, $300,000.
Right.
It's not, that's going to be hard to convince that person right there to be unappreciative or grateful. Some people take the whole initiative to take that $1 million to a $10 million, and then some people take the initiative to just, you know, keep working and whatever, man. And, man, I know lots of artists and lots of I know lots of people, I ain't going to even say rappers. I know a lot of people who made careers and other things off of this culture, man. Because you got to understand this here, man. It's not about this rap or this sports or anything. Anyway, it's about what you're going to do with this money afterwards that basically gets you into other things. This rap music don't even do nothing but gets you into other things anyway. We've been understood that concept. That's why later in our life we own all these houses and real estates and cars and equity and all that, because we already been into that.
Damn, that makes sense. Damn. Who's teaching you, though? Like, who's putting you on game at a young age to say, save your money, don't blow it, you know, invest your money.
Mistakes. Ain't nobody. Mistakes.
Hmm.
Doing it. Living it.
Yeah, being up and down.
Experience. Watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people, man, some people will never get it. You know what I'm saying? That's anywhere. That don't matter where you at. You can be in Texas, Louisiana, California, New York. It don't matter. Some people never get it. It's all about
yeah.
if you get it. And if you know, some of the billionaires, Donald Trump's, Jay-Z, whatever, they done all have been up and down. Just imagine
yeah.
them having 500 million. We don't know about. They finally made it to 500 million, and something happening and it's getting knocked down to 170. And they got to start from now. Everything that they had invested in. And, hey, man, it's all types of game, man. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to know what's best for you. Like I tell you, even standing today, man, it's 25 years later, man.
Right.
Almost 30 years later, man, I'm dropping an album. I'm doing an interview with you right now. It ain't too many people with a relevance of being able to have a conversation about their career 25, 30 years later, man.
Man, and they still living, you know, comfortably. They not upset, and they not, you know, bitter about the game.
Now, I tell you one better than that, like my people say when we say from the street, it ain't even about bitter how they living. What about still sane, still got all their teeth in their mouth?
Yeah.
Real gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Like people be looking over, man. I know some people from 25 years ago, man, they got a way different look.
Yeah.
They look like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, game crazy, man. The game is.
Like, when I listen to your music, you know, even back in the day, it was always something that you could take away from it. You know, you had songs like Southside where, you know, it was more fun oriented, but it was, you always have the game in your verses and your songs. So, when I listen to songs like Don't Get Involved today, it still resonates the same way. You're still giving out that game, man. Talk to me about that record.
Oh, yeah, man. Really, basically, I always, man, I paint pictures. And I like to paint pictures, and I like to tell people stories. I like to paint pictures and tell stories of experiences that I done been through and experiences that I know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best game. Like you said, I'm glad you said that. Southside and all that, that's fun music. Like you said, you made a good analogy earlier. I love people. I like to show people a day in Houston. You know, I love to ride on the Slab King. I love to make people feel good about getting in their car and getting clean and want to ride. But also at the same time, I'm going to give great game about the game,
yeah.
experience. I can feel you what it's going to do. You know, I always do that, man. I paint pictures of the ghetto completely.
So you got the album Legend coming out. What number album is this? Yeah, like you got compilations, you got collaborative
albums.
Man, I'm
up towards 45, 50, somewhere. I don't 35, 40, 50. I don't know, man. You know, because I don't do mixtapes. I just do albums. All
okay.
my tapes got hooks and beats. I don't really rap over no other beats or anything. I never really did that a lot. I do that on ABA. And some of my freestyles, I did that my whole career freestyling. So all my tapes, 45, 50 of them on iTunes, they all real songs, real hooks, and real. So this is just another album. This album is, man, I don't know what number this is. I couldn't laugh. But it's one of my best ones. I've done it a long time. I'm excited about it.
You got, like I said, you got Don't Get Involved. And you got We From Texas, you know, it's, you know, you, it's Slim, it's Sauce, it's Zero, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, past and present H-Town, like, it's bringing it all full circle, man. How does it feel to, you know, rock with your classmates and still be able to rock with the new school too, man? How does that feel?
Well, my thing was, man, since I first started this, my first time doing this, it was about Texas. And 20 years later, I'm about that again. So my first pitch on the album when I got ready to start running the singles was for Texas to stand up. You know what I'm saying? For all the small town, Beaumont, Port Arthur, yeah. Tyler, Longview, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, all the way back to Houston. Let's stand up and be proud again and about our culture and what it took for us to get right here, man. And that just took the record even further, man. The album, man, the song done so well on YouTube and all that, just to be coming out from an independent standpoint. So I'm real happy with it, man. And we just led that in the donut and get involved. So, you know, they could see the other side of what's coming on the album. Yeah, even though we're going to do this Don't Mess With Texas, this pure Texas record that's about the state, we're going to get into the street. And then they're going to hear a couple more records on there that's going pretty much, you know, that's going to shock them. I got some different kind of music on there, man. I got a record with me, Big Crit, Toby, and Bun B. It's a different, diverse record. So we done some working on here, man.
I can't wait to hear that, man. You got a listening party coming up, right?
Yeah, I got a listening party tomorrow night. It's gonna be fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm just inviting people out so they can come get just come enjoy, man. Get a taste of how I'm doing it. I just want people to see the effort that I put into the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't do no joke around. I kind of put a good effort into it, and we just invite people. We're doing something all week, man. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, throughout the album, all throughout the month, I'm going to be working it.
Are you live streaming anything for the people that can't make it out to Houston?
I might tomorrow. I might do some live streaming tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go live tomorrow and let people see some of the legends in the building. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that would be dope. You know, I would love to tune in.
Yeah, we will. Probably about 7:30 tomorrow, we'll do some live when everybody's in the building.
Okay. If you don't mind, man, I got two more screw related questions and then I can wrap it up. Number one, is the Screw Shop still standing? And two, at one point they had a show that was in production and I guess the plug got pulled or whatever. Do you have any information on that? Is it still gonna be coming out?
The Screw Shop is still open, yes. It's on Alameda on Genoa Drive. It's still open, so you can Google that and get right to it. It's still open. And as far as the live streaming show, I'm not for sure. I don't know why the plug got pulled up. If it's coming back, I'm really not for sure on that.
Yeah, I was really interested in that, man. That would have been something I was definitely looking forward to checking out, man. But, you know, Legend, I appreciate your time, man. The album drops February 11th. You know, let people know where they can find you on social media or, you know.
LT713. You can put in Lil Kiki, LILKEKE on Instagram, but it's Donkey, DONKE713. Lil Kiki on Facebook, Lil Kiki on TikTok, Lil Kiki on Twitter, same thing. So, man, tap in with me. Let's go. It's going to be the biggest in the streets.
That's right. That's right, man. I appreciate your time, OG.